Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I was willing to do what was necessary, including lying to Chuck.
I'm Casey. I'm Olivia's publicist.
I'm actually looking for a job.
Have you ever thought about publicity?
How have you never heard of Olivia Burke?
An Endless Night series, King Arthur with vampires.
She plays Guinevere.
My father turned his first profit by the time he was 22. I hope to do it by the time I'm 21.
The manager of the inn wants to meet you.
Horace Rogers, meet Chuck Bass.
And come here.
Conference is going to be so different. There's no more hierarchy, no more mean girls.
We're here to make sure you get exactly what you want this year.
You need to be cold to be queen.
Go make sure my spot's free at the Met steps. And wait there with the yogurt for me.
Where is she being? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
All Hallows Eve. The one day of the year it's socially acceptable to play dress up. The only question is, who do you want to be? There are costumes to make men feel like boys again. Or turn little girls into queens.
Jenny, please let me go through this closet. There's no room for your new things.
Does this even fit you anymore?
Yes.
Perfectly. All of it does.
We're 183 on Travelocity, right behind the Holiday Inn in LaGuardia.
Who needs travel sites with their huddled masses searching the internet late night, trolling for deals?
Without those masses, I'm at less than 20% occupancy for the holidays.
That's why you should open the club. Once that's the place to be seen, you'll be so booked you can turn away the tasteless tourists and fanny packs. I was thinking an 80s theme, although shoulder pads can be overwhelming on my delicate frame.
This is a business, not a high school party.
I told you I was sorry for my little transgression, and you forgave me. Now either make me kiss a girl already, or let's move on.
I apologize. I've been on edge lately. With all my liquid assets tied up in this hotel, I have to make sure everything gets done right.
Right for the Chuck Bass I know means right now.
People think I'm playing a game, and they want me to lose. I have to prove I'm not just Barbath's son. My impulsive tendencies have no place in my life as a legitimate businessman.
Well, you're very sexy when you're legitimate.
Thank you. I'm late to meet my accountant. You understand, I have to do this my own way.
Of course. Mark, I want to book you for the opening of a new club.
All right, so I gotta ask, did you bring it?
Yeah,
I got it. Are you 100% sure you want to do this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Olivia and I have been dating for a couple weeks now. It's getting pretty serious at this point. I've waited so long, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, sure, but once you go there, you can't go back.
Believe me, I know. I really think I'm ready.
Oh. Enjoy, man. 6 hours of pleasure.
Oh. So you really think the sight of Olivia and fake fangs reciting stilted dialogue is going to be a deal breaker, don't you?
Oh, the dialogue's awesome. It's the part without the talking that's the problem.
I think I can handle some PG-13 blood sucking.
Come on. Seriously, man, do you not get internet here in Brooklyn?
Okay.
Patrick Roberts, who plays her vampire co-star, was her boyfriend the whole time they were shooting this. All the blogs said they got really into it and started doing it for real. Like, sex tape on the cutting room floor real.
I think the most disturbing part in all this is that you've been reading Endless Nights blogs.
Okay, that's... I know you think you're okay with it, but you don't want to watch your girlfriend with another guy. I mean, comparing looks and noises.
No, see, that's the problem with the theory. I have no idea if she makes noises yet. We haven't gotten to the noises stage. Although we do have plans tomorrow night, so hold on a second. Maybe this is her.
Spotted. One star with her hand in the cookie jar. Even Perez Hilton knows our lonely boy is going to be getting a Halloween treat.
The hell's this? It looks like Olivia's picking up some free...
I know what she's doing. I want to know why.
I assume it's because she wants to practice safe sex.
She shouldn't be practicing anything without Patrick Roberts, who's in Toronto on a movie. This obviously means you didn't take care of the Dan Humphrey situation like I asked you to.
It's not a situation, it's a relationship. They're very happy together.
Well, since I'm not a couples counselor, their happiness is irrelevant. Serena, without endless nights, Patrick is on the road to Mark Hamillhood.
Is that the guy from Star Wars that's not Harrison Ford?
Not dating Olivia is the nail in Patrick's culturally relevant coffin. And I'm not being ironic about vampire movies.
I'm sorry about Patrick, but I told you, if you want Dan and Olivia to break up, that's something you're going to have to do yourself.
Look, Olivia is trying to be a real girl and not taking my calls, so I suggest you make yourself useful. Unless, of course, you see yourself delivering James Franco's underwear for the rest of your life. He needs them by noon. I'll be in my office.
So, Rufus asked my size this morning. Does this mean I'm getting a flannel?
No, he's just a costume enthusiast. He likes Halloween more than he likes Christmas and his birthday. So we have to find a party, otherwise I swear he's going to make us hand out candy dressed as the Octobabies.
Speaking of creepy social anomalies.
The last time you handed her the yogurt, there was a spoonful missing.
Time to get to work ruling the kingdom.
You look queen-tastic.
Thank you. And your yogurt with almonds? It's all there. I checked. Are there skins on these almonds? Fix it, and in a timely fashion. Otherwise, you're all going as the Real Housewives of New Jersey for Halloween.
I mean, even if there are other New Jersey parades, none of them have one of Johnny's actual suits from the movie.
Jenny, you should come to the village with us.
Yeah. What are you guys doing sitting up here?
The birds decided to use our usual place as a restroom.
Oh, gross. Do you guys mind moving down a couple steps? I'm sorry, but you know the whole no one's supposed to sit higher than me thing, and if the girls see you up here, they're going to take it as a sign of weakness. And
we get it. You can't lead if no one thinks they have to follow. It's cool.
Thank you. Not you.
Hello, invasion of the body snatchers. Looks like Jenny, sounds like Jenny is really a dark, power-hungry monster.
Oh, come on. She's still the same Jenny underneath. She just has to wear the mask for school.
That mask is becoming her face.
Is she actually levitating?
I'm pretty sure that's green screen.
Is there acting this good in the rest of the movie? Look at the way she's looking at him. That's love. That's definitely love.
And lust and gratitude.
Dude, it's an orgasm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely understandable why you're freaking out.
No, I'm not freaking out. I'm just, you know, I'm processing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Olivia.
Oh, hey. Yeah, no, I got this thing. It's like a flu. I kind of call it in a couple days. Okay. All right. Bye.
Mark Ronson is on hold, and I left word for the mixologist for milk and honey.
I thought Chuck just won't open his club till after the holidays.
Well, that's what he says. He also says he wants to do it his way, but that will change, just like it always does when he sees my plan.
I don't know, B. I tried to help Carter, and that just drove him away. The good news is Casey's yelling at me all the time, and I don't have time to think about it. Oh, this is probably her calling now, saying there's not enough chai in our chai latte. Hello?
Are you alone?
Chuck, hey.
Obviously about a gift.
Serena.
Yes, hi, I'm here. Sorry.
Hotel that don't book
over the holiday season don't make it to the next.
I'm sorry, are you in trouble? Do you want me to call my mom to see if Bass Industries can help?
I don't want Bass help. I want a publicist.
Okay, great. Well, I'll call Condé Nast and Tablet Hotels right away.
No, I no longer have time for the establishment to accept me. I need them to come begging. I want to open my club tomorrow.
Halloween.
See, my idea.
Okay, tomorrow, absolutely.
And Serena,
I don't want Blair anywhere near this.
Okay, bye. I'm sorry. Clearly, Chuck hasn't forgiven you.
Looks like someone's ghosts of Trick's past have come back to haunt this Halloween.
Quickly.
I'm glad everything's up to code.
Up to code? Wow, not words I usually associate with Chuck Bass.
What can I tell you? It's the dawning of a new age.
Moonshine martini.
For the callback to the old. This is perfect.
Thank you.
Speakeasy. What could be more timely? A place to escape the modern world and violate its rules. Legally, of course.
Yeah, I'm surprised Blair's in here. What, are you guys in another fight?
A fight implies time and energy. This is more of an ongoing, detached distrust.
I can't believe he chose you over me.
I'm gonna ignore that because I know you're upset, but B, can you please try and keep your voice down? The only way I can prove myself to Casey is if she doesn't find out about this party until after I make it amazing. She'll try to take it away.
It's not like Chuck hasn't kissed a guy before. He said so himself.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe it's not about the kiss? Your game is based on trust, and you broke his.
Me? What do you call him pretending he's not mad at me? That is the most untrustworthy thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to demand he let me help him.
Blair, I know this is hard to hear, but maybe today is not about you. Chuck has 24 hours to create something from scratch. His liquor license hasn't even cleared yet. Hi. No, I already faxed the permit to control the sidewalk in front of Gimlet. Yes. I know Chuck is anti-everything Bart Bass, but his father must have had a better way to get these things done. Have you even been listening to anything I've been saying to you?
Yes. This is not about me. It is about Chuck. So I'm going home.
Hey, Lil. Vanya has a package you need to sign for.
Who would possibly send all this candy?
This is not package. This is package.
This is for the trick-or-treaters.
Oh, I had no idea you would get all of this or I would have called you. Charles invited us to his club opening and I want to go be supportive. I'm sure Vanya would love to take all of this candy.
We're not going to that club opening.
But I already got costumes.
Aren't you the one that keeps telling me I shouldn't embarrass the kids?
Well, that's when you wanted us all to dress up like the Ramones.
Well, Jenny would make a great Joey.
This is a prohibition party. Classy, elegant.
There's nothing classy about being at a party with your parents. We can dress up and pass out candy.
Sorry about that, Vanya.
Sorry not to me. Sorry to Mr. Rufus when he sees no trick-or-treaters come into this building.
I know, he just seemed so happy. I couldn't bear to take his candy.
Not bad, but it's prohibition, not last of the Mohicans. Lose the feathers.
You seriously think that's the same Jenny who took the bus from Brooklyn? If you don't believe me, just go talk to her about it. I've got a better idea.
Did you make your own costume, Jenny?
No, it's vintage. Go see it.
No way.
What's your problem?
Him.
No one's allowed to sit higher than you.
Hey, Jenny.
Jonathan, you know you can't live up here.
Are you disobeying a direct order?
Sorry, the pigeons.
Bird poop is not our problem. You guys will have to sit somewhere else.
Hey, Jenny, come on. What's going to happen if we hang out here for a couple minutes?
Girls.
Oh, hey.
Oh, looks like you're feeling a lot better.
Yeah, thank you. It was, you know, it's just one of those 24-hour things. It's kind of weird.
Dan, if this is about that cookie jar photo, if you're not ready, I totally understand.
Ready? No, I love that picture of you. It's so flattering. And who can resist free gifts and shiny wrappers?
Did you watch that?
What?
Okay, so not about the cookie jar photo. You think that I'm a bad actress?
What? No. I wouldn't say that.
Which scene was it? Was it where I sucked that wolfman's blood? Because that was a dummy wolfman, and it's really hard to play with a dummy. So flu, as in Patrick Roberts' flu?
Look, he made you levitate.
Dan, that's all acting.
Well, writing blog opinion seems to be that acting with your boyfriend without your clothes on, it's a sex tape.
Well, what the blogs don't know is that Patrick was never my boyfriend. Our whole relationship was strictly for publicity.
Oh. Have I ever told you what a great actress you are?
Listen, I never had feelings for Patrick like I do for you, okay? So can we please get back to somewhat normal?
Yeah, only if you promise to show me your free gifts.
Well, we can explore all of my health center acquisitions tonight after Chuck's club opening. Let me just let Serena know that we're coming.
Okay.
Why is MK bringing two guests to some Gimlet club opening?
I know you wanted me to make myself useful. I'm sorry, I wanted to surprise you.
By stealing my client list? Pack your things.
Casey, wait. I only did this because I was trying to get Olivia and Patrick back together like you wanted. Olivia is coming tonight. All you have to do is fly Patrick in. Look.
Olivia's coming alone.
Yeah.
This better work.
I promise it will.
In the future, the only surprises I appreciate are cash and gifts.
This is Chuck Bass again, regarding the status of my liquor license. I look forward to hearing from you.
Voicemail again, huh?
Clubs closing all over the city. You'd think it'd be in their financial interest to expedite things.
The only interest those people understand comes in envelopes full of unmarked bills. I seriously hope you're not thinking about opening without a license.
No. I'm considering what my father would do in this situation and trying to find a suitable alternative. This is Chuck Bass.
Mr. Bass, Frank Bennett from the ABC returning your call. I wanted to let you know your liquor license has been approved.
Effective immediately.
I'll deliver it myself later today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bennett. You see that, Horace? Victory without deceit.
Seems like little Chuck finally stepped out from Big Bad Bart's shadow. Too bad his girlfriend's still playing on the dark side.
Play without the other Ramones. I was going to do Iggy, but I thought it might scare the children.
Well, not that I don't enjoy you shirtless and an eyeliner, but I do think you made the right choice. I just don't want you to get your hopes up too high.
I know the kids care more about the candy than the costume, but I think they appreciate the effort.
Rufus, I know this is important to you, but honestly, I can't remember the last time we had trick-or-treaters here.
That's because no one thinks you're home. Well, but this year I told them we'd be here, and they all seemed pretty excited about it, except for that guy on 6 who never makes eye contact. It's hard to tell what he's feeling.
Oh, Eric, my darling, are you sick?
I'm not sick.
Then what are you doing home so early? Did something happen?
Ask Jenny.
I'll handle this one.
I don't like the tickle.
Dorota, when I get you a gift, the least you can do is enjoy it.
Oh,
My goodness. When you are mad at Miss Blair, Donata is very tired and has to have the foot bothering and never sees Vanya or movies.
Sirota,
that will be enough for today. Nagase. Is it safe to assume this visit signals the end of my community service hours?
I wanted to apologize. Last week's incident took longer than anticipated to move past. But seeing as tonight's all about new beginnings, I wanted to put that behind us and make things right.
With Gitz.
I assume word reached you of my club opening this evening. It was never my intention to leave you out. I just needed to create it on my own. As a legitimate businessman.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Good.
Do we not tell Dan that he should be a musician, not a gangster? You have no street cred.
I'm offended. You know, once in the fourth grade, I had to miss recess because I purposely broke the rules of grammar.
I think Dan will look fine, whatever he wears.
Serena Vandermussen doesn't have an opinion on a wardrobe. This isn't right.
Look, Casey wants you guys to break up.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm not returning her phone calls. Did she seriously send you here to do that?
No, I didn't come because I want you guys to break up. I came because I have found a compromise that I think will get her off your backs and mine.
I hope it's firing Casey.
Patrick is coming out for the Gimlet opening tonight. He's already on a plane.
I don't like where this is headed. I have a gun.
I can get Casey the publicity bump she's looking for if you're just willing to walk the red carpet with him. Just act like you guys are still together.
Well, no, right?
It's one night. I'll do it.
Dan, I'll leave your name at the back door so you guys can meet up after the cameras. Thank you.
You want me to pretend that we're not together?
No, it's just for the cameras. Sometimes this is the way the business works.
Well, our relationship is a business. I just don't understand why you would want to go somewhere with your fake boyfriend rather than your real one.
Dan, I'm sorry. And I hope you'll come and meet me inside tonight.
I don't know why he's blaming me. I didn't do anything. I can't control every girl at school.
Well, Jenna, you and I both know that that's not true. You may not have done the deed, but I suspect you gave the order.
He sat above me on the steps.
That must have put you in a very difficult position.
Yeah, and he did it on purpose. He knew that I'd have no choice. Lily, please, my dad would never understand, and you know these girls. I had to do something.
Yes. Just like I have to do something now.
But you and Dad already gave us permission to go to Chuck's tonight.
Well, and you can. As long as Eric still wants to go with you. And you make sure that all of your so-called friends apologize to him when he gets there.
Fine.
Horace, put this up behind the bar. Thank you for taking care of this so promptly.
It's my pleasure.
I'm always happy to help out Jack Bass.
Are you ready to open the cornerstone of the new Chuck Bass Empire?
You decided this was the way to impress Casey.
What? Chuck, I would never call Jack.
You might convince me more if you weren't the only one who knew about the problem.
There. Did you call Jack?
Well, but you have the liquor license. What does it matter who called who to get it?
Jack is the last person I will call for help.
You're still mad from before. It's clouding your judgment.
This isn't about last week. It's about you, Blair. It's the reason why I couldn't say I love you. It's not a game. It's
because I knew I couldn't trust you.
I did this because I love you.
Be that as it may, I have a club to open, and you're no longer invited.
Fine. S, come on, we're leaving.
Claire, I'm sorry. I'm going to stay with Chuck.
I thought you said that this was an exclusive party. Eric's over there on the phone. Yeah, he routed me out to our parents, so now I have to be nice to him. This is Faith.
Sounds like you have a plan.
I do. And one that won't get me caught this time. Follow me.
It's a queen's job to protect her king. Chuck should be thanking me for making his club possible, not treating me like some useless pawn.
It's hard to love a powerful man.
You think I'm trustworthy, don't you, Drota?
Of course, Miss Blair. Knight to Queen 7.
Tell those pathetic trick-or-treaters there's no prepackaged joy for them here.
Thank you.
See? I knew he would come to his senses. I told you this wasn't my fault.
What does Mr. Chuck say?
They're not from Mr. Chuck. Dress now!
Here you go, Mr. Policeman. And here you go, Mr. Fireman. And, Lady Gaga. Wow, you kids look terrific.
Thank you, they're perfect.
Come on, kids. Let's go. Come.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Powers of disguise have fallen off of it.
I know you don't want to see me.
What exactly are you doing here? I have more important things to deal with than your little surprise.
I came to apologize. I was trying to help you so you would see you needed me. That we make a good team. But you were right not to trust me. I ruined everything.
Heartfelt. Ernest, let me guess. You found out the liquor license you so thoughtfully procured was a fake.
You already knew? Did Jack send you condolence flowers, too?
I don't need condolence flowers. I know Jack Bass.
If you know, then why is the club still open? If the cops show... You probably don't want to hear this, but I have an idea.
I already made the call.
I'll take care of the paparazzi.
Where? We still have things to discuss.
I know. You got it, right?
You do not got it.
You want to sit? I'm sorry you had to sit down with my mom.
Yeah. Well, she clearly has some experience in queendom.
Well, I'd take a run in the steps with you over her any day.
Can we just agree not to say the word steps anymore?
I'd like nothing better. Without Jonathan here, I know no one.
Yeah, neither.
We're all your handmaidens.
Finally made it. I'm Serena.
Wow. If I'd known what you looked like, I would have kept you on the phone longer when I called for KC.
Okay, enough of the chit chat. Where's Olivia? We need to get this picture.
I just saw her.
What the hell is he doing here? I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm not going down to a fake boyfriend without a fight.
It's not what it looks like. Let me just go talk to them, Chuck.
Excuse me, Serena. This gentleman here to close down my club.
And the best costume award goes to New York's finest. This party is a bust.
What do we got here? That's it. Shut it down.
Let's move, people. The party's over.
Oh, ladies. Let's move, people. I know. Let's go, guys. You gotta give me that drink right now.
Chuck. You might want to try to stop the police.
Why would I stop them? I called them.
Why would he have his own club, Raven?
Well, once we found out the liquor license was fake, we could either wait for Jack to call ABC to take us down, or we could take control and call the police to blow up the party for a night that no one would ever forget. Brilliant, isn't it?
This was your idea.
Well, it's both of ours. You see, S, we belong together.
Okay, well, Casey blames this whole thing on me. Now I have to go get my clients out of here before they get mug shots or TMZ videos.
You could try to go through the hotel.
Thank you.
But there's probably paparazzi out there, too. I'm sorry, S, but Chuck's hotel needed this. Without your celebrities, we're buried in the city section. Now we're front page news.
Why would you do this to me? You knew how important it was for me to prove myself to KC.
Remember when you chose Chuck? Now I did too.
Bye, happy Halloween.
What I tell you, Lil, we just had to put the word out once these kids tell their friends. I bet we get at least 100 next year.
100? Rufus, I hope they don't think...
I'm just teasing you. You got the perfect number.
How did you figure it out?
Well, after the third time I heard a chew, I realized it wasn't a sneeze. It's thank you in Lithuanian. Plus, Lady Gaga forgot to change her hair when she came back as Taylor Swift.
Well, I just didn't want you to feel you had to leave all your traditions in Brooklyn.
And I love you for that. But why don't we start some of our own traditions? How about some grown-up trick-or-treating?
All right, but I draw the line at door-to-door.
I was just thinking of one door.
Let's go, ladies.
You know, we should probably get out there eventually.
Yeah. There's something that I... Dan, Patrick wasn't my fake boyfriend.
What?
I know. I lied because I care about you. And I did not want you to compare yourself to some perfectly lit, heavily edited performance.
And what about tonight? Why get photographed with him?
When I ended things with Patrick, I broke his heart. And with no more Endless Nights movies, his career just kind of stalled.
You don't think that was because of the Bruce Jenner biopic? I mean, that was...
Dan, my plan was to tell him afterwards that the only person I want to kiss here tonight is you. Okay?
Okay. You really need to work on your timing.
Actually, my timing is perfect. Follow me. Come on, I'll explain. Hurry.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted. Now's probably a good time to get that kiss.
Ooh. I could use a real one before we go out there.
Look, everyone, it's Olivia Burke kissing her boyfriend, Dan Humphrey.
Are we babies?
Olivia, if you're dating this guy, who's dating Patrick Roberts?
I am.
You really proved yourself with this one, S. Looks like your work troubles have just turned into a labor of love.
Perez Hilton drew tears on his own photo because he wasn't there. Have you heard from the hotel?
Blowing up the club exploded our online reservations. We're already up 50%.
Now do you see I'm trustworthy again?
Blair, you and I both know you'll never be completely trustworthy. And I admit it's not my strong suit either. But it's part of what keeps things interesting between us.
And why we make a great team.
No, in order to be a team, we need to focus our duplicity on others.
But what if it's my way of showing you I love you?
Well, I can think of better ways.
So I can handle being in the she's dating and page of in touch if you can handle not having a fake boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't be any happier with my real boyfriend. Actually, that's not true. I could be a little happier.
Is Vanessa Stiletto's sister gig in Albany?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm feeling a little happier already. Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, that levitation thing was just a special effect, right?
There's only one way to find out.
Guess that means you heard about Jonathan.
Yes, it does.
I wanted to call it off, but as soon as those girls see me hesitate, I have a full-blown rebellion on my hands.
Well, you could have warned Jonathan.
And everyone gets egged on Halloween.
You didn't?
You know I have to act this way about school stuff. But I'm still your friend. I'm still your sister. We just can't let the world get confused.
I'm not confused. I want nothing to do with you in either world.
I'm sorry about your purse getting locked in the club and the police showing up. And Dan and Olivia kissing.
You did fine. You got my client's photograph at the hottest party of the year. Patrick got more attention than he's had since Olivia dumped him. As long as you get my purse back, your job is safe.
Thank you.
And Serena, that job now includes publicly dating Patrick.
I don't know if I'd call that work.
Get back to me after date two.
It's a damn shame. Sometimes the best ones are just too hot not to burn out.
In this case, Horace, this is just the first match.
ABC won't let you get another license for at least 6 months.
From what I recall, speakeasies were built on finding ways around liquor regulation.
You talking about a secret password type of establishment?
I'm thinking keys. An ambassador program, like they have at the gates. Keep the lock on the front door. Come in through the back.
Your father would be proud of you. In the best way.
Hey, S.
I just came to find Casey's purse.
Okay, how would you like to be the publicist of a members-only club so exclusive it makes a Soho house look like one of those dirty public schools with numbers for a name? Come on, it'll be amazing.
Sarah, I would never work for you.
But I'm giving you a chance to leave that Lizzie Grubman wannabe before you get run over.
You don't get it. Casey can be a bitch because she's my boss. You're supposed to be my friend. Turk might forgive you, but I don't.
I'm a wandering soul. I got no place in my home.
Like all good things, the witching hour must come to an end. True natures are revealed.
Well, I got nothing to show for it, and I'll be wandering on from
tricks turn into treats.
Would I become no one could know.
And taking off costumes is as much fun as putting them on. Everything returns to the way it was, except for little girls who forget that Halloween only lasts one night. They wear their costumes for so long, pretty soon they can't even remember who they were before they put them on.
Could know if you feel it. What a feeling! Come on, I'm so searching. People, come on.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.